They collected their flashlights, then carried the stepladder up the lighthouse steps and set it up in their homework room. Ramsay climbed to the top of the ladder and began scraping at the ceiling with the trowel. Stone started crumbling onto his head. Jamie wrote something with his stylus. Ramsay wagged his finger at him.
"Don't press play. I already know what you're going to say. You're going to tell me that this is an ancient monument and we could get in trouble for doing this."
Ramsay groaned, mocking him.
"I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say be careful,"
Jamie wrote.
"Oh, sorry. Well, I will be,"
Ramsay replied, and scraped at the crumbling brick in the ceiling.
"Oh, aye, mate, this is definitely a false ceiling," Ramsay said. "It's only half bricks and stones. Oh my goodness, I'm through already. Look at this, look."
Ramsay tossed down bricks and debris from the ceiling. Dust was filling the room. Jamie coughed and put his hand over his mouth. In just a matter of moments, Ramsay had made a hole in the ceiling big enough to get through. He climbed to the top limb of the ladder and shone his flashlight into what really was an upper chamber. Jamie waited for what seemed like forever.
"Bloody hell, Jamie, you have to see this," Ramsay said, hoisting himself up and climbing completely into the upper room.
Jamie didn't need to be told twice. He took the tablet PC off his arm, grabbed his flashlight, jumped onto the ladder, and ran to the top step. Ramsay reached down with his big, powerful arms and helped lug him into the upper room. Jamie blinked in the darkness and then remembered to shine his powerful flashlight. The upper chamber was, of course, identical in diameter to the room below, but it was only about 6 feet high, and Ramsay had to crouch to avoid banging his head. There was no window, and it would have been bare but for a pillar in the dead centre of the room, on which sat a gold object in the shape of a boomerang or a half moon.
"Geez, look at this! I gotta get a gander at that," Ramsay said as he started moving forward.
Jamie blocked him with his arm and shook his head. It was his lighthouse, it was his island. He was going to go first. Ramsay nodded, bashed his skull against the low ceiling, cursed, and then whispered,
"Of course, you have the priority. You should look at it before me."
Jamie walked over to the object and stared at it. It was a curved gold device about 10 inches across, with ridges in the middle and jewels or buttons on either side. It was not symmetrical, and it looked heavy. It resembled a fish without a head, and Jamie remembered that in Thaddeus's email, someone had said something about a salmon. Ramsay came closer, gasping in amazement.
"That thing is bound to be worth an absolute fortune. It is definitely gold. We're going to be rich," Ramsay said. "Don't pick it up yet, though. It could be booby-trapped. Remember Indiana Jones and the big stone ball?"
Ignoring him, Jamie put down his flashlight, lifted the object, and held it tight in his right hand. It was very light and extraordinarily beautiful.
"My turn," Ramsay said.
Jamie handed it to Ramsay.
"Wow, it's not as heavy as you would think, and there's something inside it."
"Yeah, I think it's electronic," Ramsay said.
"Machinery or something inside."
Jamie tried to grab it back.
"Let me see it for a bit longer,"
Ramsay complained, but Jamie snatched it from his grasp. In the commotion, he accidentally pushed what appeared to be a gold divot or button on the right side of the device. And then, much to Ramsay's amazement, Jamie completely disappeared.